The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 18th of June, 2018. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great service and an expanded walk-in humidor. Hello, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
Did you have a nice weekend? I know you were busy.
I had an eventful weekend, and yesterday took most of it. I came in last night, and for the first time in years, it'd been years since I'd run a ball game on a radio station.
Oh, wow.
You ran the ball game?
Yeah. Because it was Jared's birthday on Father's Day.
Right.
Off, so he asked me to come in. I hadn't run a ball game for a very long time. Connor's a consummate professional.
He is.
Very
he's
easy
good.
To work with.
He's really good.
And let's not forget to mention that Thursday night, the ball game went to 1:30 in the morning.
Jared goes,
who cares at that point?
He says about the 17th inning, Connor would go, okay. Here we are, the 17th inning.
Oh, my God.
He said there were still like 20 people left at
marathon.
The end, though. Oh, my gosh.
Hanging to the very end.
Anyway. That is the nature of baseball.
So thank you for doing that last time. Was it good? Who won and how? What was the outcome?
Oh,
trounced them.
We stomped all over the Solano Mudcats.
Mm.
It was 11-3, I think.
Something maybe the team got some sleep.
They had that 20-1 game also, 29-1 game, too. So, anyway, okay.
And it was Father's Day, so thank you for coming on
We didn't get back.
And a shout-out to all those fathers in the world. We had a nice weekend. We went down to Sacramento and visited my dad, my brother, and visited you just want to, while you can, let them know you love them. So.
Yeah, you know, go on.
And you got a call yesterday from your kids.
Yeah, it was great. They were on their... on the way to the Jersey Shore, they've flown back into Pennsylvania.
Did an Airbnb, renting a house with everybody to play for a week. How fun. Yeah. Never been there. Actually, I'd never been to the Jersey Shore or those beaches on that side of the world, side of the country.
I've been to Rehoboth Beach. I've been to Newport Beach back there in Connecticut. I've been to those places because of work-related.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, one of them was just kind of fun because I had friends who live there.
It's kind of fun to go see that side of the country.
Oh, yeah, we're working on it.
Even though I've done Florida and North Carolina and, Louisiana and, some of those places. But, I mean, I've seen the Florida beaches, obviously, but not where they are. So, okay. We came yesterday driving back from Sacramento. We thought we would slide off and go steal in a film, which we did. And getting out of the car, I was like, wow. For some reason, in my mind's eye, Father's Day weekend is always extremely hot. So I'd really like to do a comparison of what the weather was like last year as opposed to this year. So currently we're at 60 degrees. Yesterday we got out and it was chilly. I was really surprised that in the afternoon it was so chilly. But today our temperatures will be around 92, which is, pretty normal, I would say. Lows of 66. Tomorrow calls for a high of 98, mostly clear with around 70. Wednesday calls for a high of 99 with 68. And then we get with Thursday with a hot day of 99, mostly clear skies on Thursday night with lows of 69. Now, Friday we get back in with 103 and Saturday 103, the days I'm working outside. And Sunday will be 104. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give the senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
You'd like to not a shout-out's not the right word, but just to say that a friend of ours, a guy I've known for since we've lived here, we call him Boo.
R.I.P. Rest in peace, buddy.
He just passed away this weekend.
Oh, wow. And he was a great guy.
He would be on the chat room, and he'd come in and visit. And in fact, it was Boo's trailer that I rented. We
used to ride with him, the Patriot Guard
but
riders.
We did ride with them,
early
yeah.
on when Carl yes. first came to Reading. Before we bought the station, we had morning time. So we used to go meet over at Tobacco and Brew. There'd be a group of people. And we'd have our flags, and we'd get the call, and we'd go do the Patriot Guard riders, and you know, that would be the flag lines that people coming back or war funerals or service members and so on and so forth. And Boo would have been in that crowd. So we rode with him a lot. What a great guy. He was a wonderful, wonderful human being, always so kind. He would be the kind of, he would be the guy that would give you, oh, you don't have this, here, take mine.
Really a nice guy. And, of course, a veteran. And there's many of them from that original group 10 years ago, 11 years ago now, have left us one way or the other, passed away or moved on to another state or hospitals, whatever. Now I'm in jail. That was, I know of.
No.
Hey, today I want to talk about a number of things. We have Senator Johannesen's going to be here with us.
Yay.
We have Mayor Fleeden's going to be here. But, yes, you know, we were seeing things that people down in San Francisco are just having to fight their way through. I mean, literally, aggressive panhandling, but there's more. I mean, you know, we talk about the problems we have here. And again, I realize it's a person situation, a personal situation. I have not been approached by an aggressive panhandler. I never have. It doesn't mean that they're not out there. It doesn't mean that they're not approaching other people. But I have not. But in San Francisco, now it's starting to become a problem there where people are being confronted by panhandlers that want money. They want something from them.
Well, this was from an Australian couple visiting the city. They were shocked by what they saw after deciding to walk back to their hotel. Now, they visited L.A. and they visited New York while they were on this particular tour of the states. And they put in a post, is this normal or I am in a bad part of town? Just walked past numerous homeless off their faces, screaming and running all over the sidewalk near Twitter headquarters, and then a murder scene. Wife is scared to leave the hotel now. And then it shows in these pictures... they said, we did L.A. and NYC on this trip, too. Both felt safer, he said later in the thread, adding syringes were visible. People were staggering. Others had wide, aggressive eyes. And it shows this picture of just probably a pound or two of syringes.
Well, at least that many.
And Mr. Newsom wants to lead the state of California. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, here's the thing is that Gavin Newsom wants to do so many things that are not good for, you know, for people that pay the freight. But it's okay for people to walk around and, you know, they trade their syringes in. So, or they don't even trade them. They just throw them on the ground. Can you imagine running around, you know, and just poking yourself with one of these? It's no wonder that we're blocking off parks. It's no wonder we're going to have to continue doing that. Because as long as people leave their syringes in the ground where a child can step on it or an adult can step on them because they don't care, because they're nodding out, then you know what? Then you have to do something. Then, you know, guess what? You have to protect the most from the least.
Well, just imagine you're walking around. You've got sandals with you because it's summertime. And you don't think anything of it. You're walking in a town with sandals. That's why I said I didn't want to wear sandals in NYC. But the city in San Francisco, which hands out 4.8 million syringes each year, has struggled to figure out how to keep streets clean and safe for residents while accommodating a growing homeless population. Accommodating is the word. And longstanding HIV and hepatitis C epidemics. There are roughly 16,000 residents in San Francisco with HIV and 13,000 with Hep C.
It's a matter of time.
Out of how many million, and we relinquish towns to that.
And that's what I meant by protecting the most from the few. What I was talking about didn't have anything to do with money or anything like that, but the people that use the parks the most, we have to protect them from those, from a lot of numbers, from fewer numbers who trash the parks, who leave needles, who leave feces, who do these things. I mean, it's just the way to do, and it doesn't mean you hate homeless. It just means that, my gosh, we need to be able to use these parks, and if that's the way you have to do it, unfortunately, that's the way it is. You know, I really love your parents. I do.
Are we changing the subject? Because we're there's changing, so many more staggering numbers we can talk about later, but yes.
But, you know.
It's nice to go home and visit.
Well, I really love your parents. They're really nice. But I tell you what, I've told your dad this, and he giggles. I said, you know, where'd you buy the trampoline bed? You know, I swear, you sit on one side, and Linda bounces up, you know, does a backflip and lands on her feet in the middle of the bed, which then pushes me up into a backflip. This bed is, I swear, he must have gotten it. You know, I know your dad, he got it at a yard sale.
I'm sure it's probably over 40 years old, but we go back in there, and I think, it can't be that bad. But I'll tell you what, we are longing. If the word drool comes into mind, we just can't wait to get home to our sleep number bed. It's so true. And I love my sleep number setting because I can move it around anywhere I want to. And last night I had it at 55. I went back to the original number I started at.
There you go. And my sleep number setting is 60. You know, and it's more than just a bed. You know, they've got the 365 bed that as you move it adjusts. But now the latest thing they have is now a comfortable dual temp layer. You can lay on your bed, and you will sleep 35% cooler or warmer, depending on what you want. It's a layer. Just add the dual temp layer to either side of the bed and sleep cooler or warmer. The dual temp layer bed can be added to any mattress. Now, think about this: any mattress, not just Sleep Number, though. We, of course, think you should be sleeping on Sleep Number, but it can be added to any mattress and bed. You can select from multiple temperature levels at a touch of a button. So think about this. Finally, when it's hot, it's going to be out there, 112, you can sleep even cooler in your bed with this dual temp layer. How do you find it? At the Sleep Number store. That's right. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go in and ask them, hey, what's this thing Carl and Linda talking about where you can sleep a lot cooler just by putting it on your mattress? And, you know, I'm getting a Sleep Number, but I don't have one right now. Can I use it on my trampoline bed? And the answer is yes, you can use it on your trampoline bed. Head on down there. We'll be right back after these messages. It's about 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, here on the 18th of June, 2018. We come back. I want to talk about hypocrisy. Hypocrisy of the Democrats. Hypocrisy of the media. How can it be? I mean, it's if it wasn't just so sad, it would be hilariously funny. We'll be right back.
Remodeling or just need a change? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
A true country crossover tribute band. Comprised of the best musicians and performers, they pay tribute to legendary band Alabama. Join us Friday, June 22nd, as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Tennessee River. Live in the Event Center, playing the hit songs that revolve around love, relationships, and everyday rituals of life. Tennessee River's tribute offers a walk down memory lane with more than a decade of hits that span the career of Alabama and will give you a reason to sing along and dance again. The band offers a new generation of listeners an opportunity to enjoy the sounds of Alabama. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Tennessee River. The acclaimed Alabama Tribute Band in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, June 22nd. Come and celebrate 25 years at the River. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
And now, back to our show.
Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. 60 degrees going up to 92 today. The weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, it's starting today, June 20th. Not today, but in 2 days, the Shasta District Fair. Mm. And Wednesday, June 20th, Dollar Day and Kids Day. Thursday, Senior Day. Friday is Cattleman's Day. Saturday is Livestock Day, Junior Livestock Auction at 8 a.m. They've got the Captivated Berry Pie Contest. Parmalee with opening act Chad Bushnell is going to be Friday night. On Thursday, tribute to Tom Petty and Bob Seger. And then the Wonderful Pot Pie Contest. I was almost afraid to ask about that one. That's going to be Wednesday, June 20th. The Pot Pie Contest. Probably has all new meanings now since we've okayed the sale of marijuana around here. See, adults, $10. Juniors, $6. Senior military, 62 and over, $7. Fair and carnival hours, Wednesday from 12 p.m. to 11 p.m. And Thursday, the same thing, it's except on Friday it goes to 12 a.m. and Saturday, 12 a.m. Gates close 1 hour prior to fair closing. No reentry. Okay, there you go. So it's going to be happening right here. Now, what I want to talk about, hypocrisy and how it falls into what's going on right now on the border. Children are being taken from, quote, parents or adult guardians. You know, of course, that the kidnapping rate up in Mexico has skyrocketed because people are grabbing kids to take with them to the border. Why? Well, you got a better chance of getting across the border with the kids. So kids are being taken. But even if they're not, say they're there with their parents. Parents are breaking the law. So while they do it, and this, by the way, this procedure is the same as under Obama and before him. This is something that the Democrats approved of. And all of a sudden, now here's the hypocrisy of the media and the Democratic Party. Oh, my gosh, this is terrible. Look at this. They're putting them in cages. Here's a photo in the New York Times of these kids put in cages. Oh, wait a minute. That was during the Obama time. They had to pull back and say, okay, this photo was taken when President Obama was president. You know, when he was president, and this is what's going on. Let's get down to facts. The fact is that you break the law. Okay, if I broke the law here and I had kids, guess what? My kids get taken away. Sorry, you don't like it? Don't break the law. Don't come across the border. Here's the other thing. These kids are not being, you know, put in horrible places as some people. They're comparing them to Nazi concentration camps. Really? Come on. Are they being gassed? Are they being slaughtered? Are they being experimented on? What is this? No, they're not. But here it goes back to one thing. This was going on during the Obama administration. Where were the crocodile tears from the media then? Where were the Democrats visiting these and going, oh, my God, this is horrible. It was going on during Obama, and it was worse. So, what do you know, this hypocrisy is just mind-boggling because they acted like it just started. No, it started right before. It started while you were still a congressperson. It started under the man Obama. It was there. He just kind of kept it going. I think it started under Bush. Who knows when it started, but Obama kept it going. Bob.
I just, yeah, the lens through which the mass media, chooses to view the world is often a fascinating one. You wonder, as a recovering journalist, I shake my head at, and if you notice that any time that the media has to get a picture of Trump, they find the worst one possible, where he looks like an absolute lunatic. That is not by accident.
Well, okay, let's just say that they did the same thing for Hillary, too. So, you know, it happens. But here's the thing about it is, you know, the kids, you know, they're being kept in enclosures. They are. It's horrible. It's horrible. So, you know what this should do? This should tell that, you know, the GOP is trying to put together this, you know, this immigration package. Well, get it together, get it with the Dems, force it through, and then you won't have to have this happen. All you have to do is do your job. Oh, well, but let's blame it on Trump. It's a lot easier. It's a lot easier. And then when one of Trump's kids has a photo on Father's Day of himself with his kids, they attack him. They didn't do that for Obama. They didn't do that for Obama, and they were splitting kids up like that. It's because they chose not to make this an issue. It's the media, a feckless group of bigoted. They know better than anybody else, journalist. And we'll start with the New York Times and work our way over the Washington Post, and we'll hit MSNBC. And we'll, you know what? Okay, let's hit Fox, too. Let's hit them all. Because what they're doing is, oh, that's what we're saying is right. What we're saying is right. You don't need to think. But you know what? At least there's one station, one network that's giving another side to it. My gosh, what happened to the days when it would just be, this happened during Obama, it's happening during Trump. If you don't like this, we need to put our pressure on our congressman. You know, what happened to just the middle of the road, telling it like it is?
They talk about, you know, the liberals love to whip out the other N-word left and right.
Yeah.
You know, but this propaganda, and that's what it is, propaganda, it would make Joseph Goebbels so proud see this propaganda.
Well, now here we go back to the Nazis again. You know what? And I refuse to do that. I refuse to do that because people, when you use the term, I don't care. So that makes it right.
No,
that's a little, you know what? That's a child's argument. Well, they did it, so it's okay. You know, it's not okay. Let's just say, call everybody a Nazi. Did anybody know what a Nazi truly is? A person that believes in the extermination of a religious group and a race. They were killing. They were
not
killing gypsies.
One.
They were killing people that were mentally ill. They were killing Jews. They were killing Catholics. They were killing everybody. Now, can you truthfully? I cannot truthfully say the Democrats were like that. I can truthfully say the Republicans aren't like that. I can truthfully say most people, most groups in the United States are not like that. They're just not. And so when we use the term Nazi, but what I can use is the word feckless, corrupt, hypocritical, bigoted individuals running our media. I can say that. And then I'm going to say, it's time for an ad and a time to take a break. Alliance Heating and Air cools me down. It should cool you down, too. It can work on any
internal
type.
Internal combustion.
In my internal combustion engine was just running at about 143 degrees. But Alliance Heating and Air, when I talk about them, I get quieter because it's a veteran-owned business. And I know that they can work on any type of heating and cooling systems. And it just cools me off just thinking about Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. Find out why they were voted the best in the North State. Look at their website, homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and Pam, I really like them.
And when we come right back, what's in your dip?
Shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cyber Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Chris Isaak back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater June 27th. Heartthrob, crooner, and Grammy nominee Chris Isaak brings his velvet voice and rockabilly roots to the intimate Cascade Theater stage with his trademark high-energy, flashy, and personable style. Wednesday, June 27th at 7:30. General public tickets and limited VIP meet-and-greet tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in the wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
And speaking of Dan Scott and Eagle Eye Painting, he's in today, and he's going to finish the studio. So we've got, like, red doors and black, you know, all this hard colors to do. So, you know, Dan Scott's doing a bang-up job. 7:33 in the morning. It's currently 63 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 92 with our lows of 66. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Crackmaster
Windshield and Repair. Go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't.
Well, no. I mean, you go. You know what?
Sometimes you just go, brought to you by, and then it's my turn.
No, okay. It's your turn. You go ahead and finish,
Jeff
Horsted, Carl.
Jeff Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business that he knows how to repair windshields. He's been doing this a long time. A special compound he puts on windows that he guarantees for life. This isn't the guy that comes out on the side of the road and slaps something on there and says, okay, it's going to work. Well, he knows it's going to work. That's why he guarantees it for life. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist, whether it's a little chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Go
stand
see
up
Jeff
guy.
Worst. He is. 3208 South Market Street, or call him 241-8373. Hey, we've got with us Walt McMahon and Dean Barker.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
And you're here to talk about NorCal Veterans Historical Association is presenting their third annual Military History and Combat Vehicle Show.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll take it. Okay, that's on June 23rd and 24th. We're talking about we're going to be at the Old Sky Ranch Airport. Tell us what this is all about.
Well, one of the wonderful things about our society is the fact that we have affinity groups, people who are interested in certain pursuits, and they find each other. I'm talking about dog sweaters and rhododendron razors and fly fishermen. And one group that's kind of not on most people's radar are people who collect old military vehicles. This is a pretty difficult thing to collect. They're usually heavy, often overseas, often not in running condition, and it takes a lot of commitment to get this into your backyard and have your own little military compound. Anyway, we have a few of these people who love to share what they've collected. They're all going to be at our military vehicle and combat vehicle show this coming weekend.
This is going to be cool.
It is. Yeah.
You've got all types of stuff there.
And what's your fancy?
Well, I'm a helicopter crewman. This group has an obsolete helicopter on a trailer, which you may have seen. We think every grandchild in Shasta County has been photographed in the front seat.
It's not just every grandchild. It's everybody that's been in Shasta County. It's had 400,000 photos taken in this thing.
At least. And it's been recently, it was looking pretty ratty because just a lot of wear and tear. And so we've repainted it, reupholstered it. It looks a lot better.
Is in very, very good condition right now. We've also got a lot of events that will happen at the event. For example, one of the military museums out of the Bay Area is going to bring up a couple of a tank and an APC, armored personnel carrier. And they'll be giving, you have to pay for it, but they'll be giving rides on anybody that's interested.
Now, can you pay to shoot this stuff?
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
You can ride, you know, take your grandkids, your kids, or even yourself out on a tank. How fun.
Yeah.
Would you say, I've never been in a tank. Have you, Carl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my dad was a battalion commander under Patton, and I was born at Fort Knox.
I've ridden on the outsides of tanks, very high speeds. I've ridden on the insides of tanks. I even got to drive one time.
Ooh.
I was surprised it wasn't, with the steering wheel.
Well, how far can you go in this tank ride that you're going to get on?
There's the old airstrip. They'll run up and around.
Dirt there. Most of these vehicles, tracked vehicles, are not street legal. If they are on the pavement, they tear it up. So they have to be moved with a lowboy, which is part of why it takes a special amount of dedication to collect these sort of things. They're expensive to move, expensive, hard to get parts for. Mm-hmm. And these people who've managed to pull it together are pleased to show them off.
Well, we have the Veterans Day Parade. Carl and I have had the great honor of being able to MC that, I don't know how many years, but that is just such a wonderful display of some of these
the ones that are on wheels.
Right, you're talking about. Actually, some of them are actually carted through the parade as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they came in on trailer.
Mm-hmm.
We also have, I don't know if you know Don Armstrong. He's a local dog trainer.
The dog trainer, heck yeah.
Don's been on here several times.
Yeah, he is an amazing individual with dogs. He really, truly understands, but he's going to put on a show for us out there as well. And until it's one thing to watch a police show and see their dogs do their job, but when you see it in person, when those dogs, he's got one of those big suits, you know, you see those dogs take a man down wearing one of those, it is just truly astonishing. It's just a beautiful thing, you know.
Also, we have several Civil War cannons.
And they're going to be fired off.
Yeah, where there's going to be a Civil War cannonade, which will be pretty loud and impressive.
Yeah.
And there's a group in town here who do radio-controlled aircraft, and they're staging a mock dogfight with radio-controlled aircraft.
Well, you know what? After you fire the cannons, the next display of sound you'll have is all the car alarms going off afterwards.
That's right.
When we do a change of command or something, when they'd be given these 17-gun salutes, they'd be firing the 105s, and clear across the parade deck out into where the PX was, all the alarms in the car start going off. You know, the concussion and the sound, it was just like it was, wow, everybody's looking over there. So just be kind of aware of that. Okay, now what's your favorite one, Dean? What's your favorite display out besides the helicopter?
Oh, God, well, that makes it tough. I was infantry, so, you know, I mean, an M14 would be a real favorite, but I actually, last year we had a Jeep, a World War II Jeep, that was actually one of General Patton's Jeeps. And my father was in the Third Army in World War II, so it has kind of a special place for me.
Hey, your dad could have been in that. I mean, it's not impossible.
That is exactly correct.
Right, it's not impossible.
And you can see they show pictures of the Jeep. Actually, it came out of Belgium,
mm-hmm.
and then it went to San Francisco, and then we've got it up here. I'm hoping that they'll be there again this year. It's got a special seat. The fenders are flared. It is just a beautiful piece.
Wow.
We also there will be an opportunity for people who do crafts to their admission to them is free. If they want to set up a booth, they need to bring their own pop-up shelter.
That's cool.
There'll be food and drinks for sale.
Yeah, and we've got several sponsors. One of the sponsors, I can't even say his first name, but he's a paving contractor.
Isringhausen.
Well, Isringhausen Paving. Well, he's donated some paving, and it'll be delivered up 10 miles for free after that. I'm assuming he must charge for it. But you could actually, in a raffle, because we're going to have raffles and stuff, you could win something from him. Yeah, you know.
That's a good idea.
You know, I could just repave our whole front
street.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Everybody would love us, too.
Yeah.
Okay, now, transport trucks, more military history displays, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, small arms displays. Are you going to run a mad moment out there?
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
Wouldn't that be fun? Okay, here's what a mad moment is. Everybody, you know, it's when everybody's on the line, on the defensive line, and when the chips are down, when everything is happening, everybody, they hit a flare and they say, fire the final protective fire. Everybody puts their weapons into a locked position, a preset locked position, and you start shooting. And that way it crisscrosses the battlefield in front of you. And if you do it all with tracers, you can see that this is just magnificent. Nothing gets through that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we called it the mad moment.
Yeah, I can see that happening fire here in the North State.
Well, mm-hmm. Let's call it recon by fire. I mean, shoot and see if there's anything out there.
Yeah.
Well, this is wonderful,
gentlemen.
Well,
this is why this is called Free Fire Radio. Free Fire. Yeah. Yeah. Free Fire. You are familiar with that. You can shoot in, but guess what? Things are going to shoot back out, too. So.
This is
some
wonderful.
Some of us are familiar with that.
Yeah. It's so great to see, you know, that you carry your passion through the years you know, you have stories about your fathers and your grandfathers. And so, again, the event is June 23rd. That's this weekend. That's Saturday and Sunday out. And, again, where's the location?
South 273, just a little bit past Wind River. There's a little industrial park there. It'll be well marked. There's nothing else down there.
It's on the west side, same side of the 273 that Wind River Casino is on.
Right. Parking is free. Admission is $3. General, kids free, veterans free, vendors free. Anybody bringing a display, it's free. And there'll be security at night there.
Okay. And it goes from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yes.
And just what we said, just a little bit south of Wind River Casino on the Old Sky Ranch Airport. And it'll be marked 1 mile south of Wind River toward Anderson then.
Right.
And it's free if you're a veteran. And the others, admission is $3. Kids 12 and under free. Parking's free. And the money goes to?
Our organization, each...
The NorCal Veterans Historical Association.
Yeah, NorCal Veterans Historical. Right. We make awards to graduating seniors each year from six different high schools in Shasta County. Seniors who plan to enter the armed forces, we give them a little financial boost on their way in.
Mm.
This idea was broached by an anonymous donor a couple of years ago, and we thought, wow, why didn't we think of that?
Yeah.
So we upped the ante. We decided to match his grant, and last year he widened the sort of search area to include high schools in Anderson. We matched that. We gave away a total of $6,000 this spring to 12 different seniors going into the military.
And those who defend us.
Yes.
Okay. So what do they do? You mean like for money to help them?
When yeah, transitional expenses. You know, every time you make
a
major
they got old debts, pay them, you know, once we
before
give them
they leave.
Money.
Yeah.
But they're signed up to go.
Yeah, they're signed up to go. They're leaving.
They're leaving.
There have been some pretty impressive candidates. We sent, we awarded one girl going into nuclear propulsion in the Navy. Another young man last year was going into cyber warfare, which... I thought that's pretty cool. I wouldn't have the brain power to do that.
Well, you know, they're looking at now going back, and they're putting a lot of effort in reenlisting Marines that had been in before that have been out for a while, and then bringing them back in and looking at them in the cyber warfare a little bit older, and also looking at some the cyber warfare experts, bringing them into the military. They can almost.
They're going to have to.
I think they're skipping. They're looking at skipping boot camp, and then taking them right in and training them. You know.
What's the enlistment bonus?
Well, I don't know, but yeah, for us older guys, yeah. I'll tell you what, I'm not sure what the top age is anymore in the Marine Corps.
Are you tempted?
I know that 58 wasn't.
You were the oldest one over there.
Yeah, some of the rest of the funds go towards, of course, mm-hmm. keeping us put together. But all of our members are volunteers. We have no paid members.
You take no. And people, it's important to know that most of our veterans groups like that. There's no money changing hands there. They're not using the money for a beer party or anything. This money goes to help out veterans in need, or in this case, scholarships for kids that are going, or young people going into the service. And I think that's just wonderful. So we're looking at this weekend. We'll talk about it some more this week. But 23rd and 24th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., the third annual Military History and Combat Vehicle Show. This sounds great. I'm going to come on down there and just kind of wander on through there.
Please do.
And see what's going on. And remember, if you're a veteran, it's free. If you're a vendor, it's free. But admission is only $3. Take your whole family there. Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We're going to take a quick break and be right back after these messages.
And let's find out what's in your party dip.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated. Not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460.
Stadium music. Or how about on the boat? This is what you're going to do before you get out there.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. The only full-service jewelry store, one of the only full-service jewelry stores in town. Does it all from watch repair, jewelry repair, battery replacements, design, build, buy, you name it, they got it at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. It's really a nice place and people are really cool. Okay. You know what? You want to deal with cool people. All right. So now you have been waiting. You have been chomping at the bit.
You've been saying, ook.
And you're reading this. You went, oh, my God.
No, so, I peruse the everybody knows that listens to this show that I go on three or four different websites in the morning and peruse, like, to try to find something that's interesting. Now, we all know that it's summertime and we make food and we go to parties and we share in dips and we share
food. We meaning
food.
Universal people.
Yeah, we all. Okay. So this article is just a kind of a reminder, but it's a little grosser. It says how party dips can give you norovirus and even herpes. And sour cream is the worst for spreading bacteria. Microbiologists revealed double dipping can spread bacteria very quickly. Even a small amount of someone's saliva in a dip will allow germs to multiply.
Who can forget the Seinfeld episode?
I was
episode,
just thinking of that.
I never
watched the show, but I saw that scene.
That one where, what's his name, the foil.
How
there.
Many times
and
have
he,
you...
And he dipped, and he goes back, and this guy goes, you double dipped!
Yeah, because he ate a chip, and then he dipped it again. But how many times have you taken, like, let's say a piece of celery, you get your vegetables, and you take a piece of celery, do you dip it in the sauce and then put it on your plate? Do you take a bite of it and then dip it in the dip? That's what they're talking about. That's the gross part.
I never double dip.
But do you take a piece of already, like, say, chopped, say it's a chopped piece of vegetable? You dip it in the dip, or do you actually spoon the dip on your plate? This is what we're trying to get to.
Okay, the only time I double dip is it with family.
No.
But if I'm at a party, never double dip, and I watch.
Don't even do it with family.
No, I do it with family because they're my family.
I don't care. Don't do it. Bacteria.
I did it all weekend.
Only you can touch these lips. Bacteria in runny dips like sour cream will multiply up to 100 times.
And we were eating, what was that, onion dip. So it's sour cream and onion mix.
But it won't grow.
Everybody
very,
was double dipping.
But
oh,
it
God,
won't grow
Jay
very,
was double dipping.
But it won't grow very quickly in thicker dips such as hummus.
Oh, okay.
Norovirus, streptococcus, which gives you a sore throat, and herpes simplex, the cold sore virus, could all be lurking in your favorite sauces if just one partygoer has committed the ultimate party faux pas of double dipping, the act of putting the same crisp or crudité back in a dip after taking
okay.
a bite.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's just talk about this. Bob, truth, 100% truth. Have you ever double dipped?
Only with the other half.
Okay. Now, see, okay, what about this? You bite.
Because
like,
we do share saliva time to time.
But you know what? You don't even.
The other half, you mean in your wife. Yeah. Okay. But here's what I'm talking about. You take a bite of celery, right? And then you turn it around and use the other end. Hmm. Is that okay? Is that considered a double dip?
I would think not.
I'm not sure because you have had your fingers all over.
Well, okay. Now, here is what this article is for. And why we're talking about it today, it's just one more piece of brilliant knowledge of what not to do when you are in a gathering or at a church social or at any kind of thing. You know, how about a brownie meeting or I guess we can't call them. I guess they're Cub Scouts, but not Boy Scouts anymore.
Well, no, some of them.
But a picnic
it's confusing. I'm
out
not sure.
at a park, you know. I don't even know if you should... That means you're going to be, like, completely, that you're going to ban dip. Are you going to ban dip now that you hear this?
Nah, of course not.
Okay, so
what about salsa?
Got to exercise that immune system once in a while.
Wait a minute. Okay, what about salsa?
Yeah, lick that.
Salsa by itself is real runny. So try. How do you scoop that up onto your chips? You don't. So you just reach in there with a chip and you hit it with your salsa, and then you eat it. Then the next one.
Experts reveal that bacteria can grow especially rapidly at parties because dips are left out of the fridge for a few hours. The viruses can multiply quickly in warm conditions, making them hotbeds of contamination.
Well.
No, I had a friend that went to a funeral. No, I mean, seriously. And it was a good friend, and her husband had passed away, and about, including the widow, I think 16 people got sick from the eating the food afterwards. So somehow it was contaminated.
That happens.
They've had people die from that, you know, from the dinner.
And listeria and all that. That's no joke. There's only one way to be 100% certain this never happens, and that's stay inside your bubble at all times, which some people choose to do.
Well, you know, I like to think of it as you're opening your body to more discoveries. And then your body has a chance to fight them.
You exercise that immune system.
And then, here's what I do is, here's my rule. If it's like veggies,
mm-hmm.
you only get one dip. If it's
how are you going to dip it?
One dip. You dip it in and you stick it in your mouth. That's it.
I spoon some of the appropriate stuff on my plate.
I will do that too. I will put it on there, but you can't really do that because you never get enough. So if you're just kind of like grazing though, and you're going around someplace and you stick it in, what about Costco? Costco puts his food out.
Cup.
Puts his little food out like this, but you don't know how it's been cooked. You don't know who's touching it. You know that they have little plastic hands.
She's all gloved up.
Yeah. Little gloves and all that. I wonder if anybody's gotten sick at Costco.
I know families who take the whole family down there and feed them.
Have you ever been pushed out of the way by a lady that's got just little sharp elbows? She just comes in and she takes the last little piece of sausage. Oh my God. Lady, come on. You act like this is your only food for the day. Yeah. Maybe it is.
Well, you've been guilty of...
what have I been guilty of? Okay. Not point out the things I've done bad.
Well, I'm not saying bad. I'm just saying that you like to hover.
I do not hover.
You hover?
I never hover. I graze.
You hover less.
I never hover.
You used to hover.
I never hovered. I find that repugnant when people hover over something.
Mm-hmm.
Because, first of all, it's not there. So I move on to something that is there. I graze.
Okay.
I think of myself as grazing through Costco, as any man would do. If a man does not graze in Costco, let's just, first of all, question his manhood. A young boy was 10 or 12 and he was eating from spot to spot, and his mom's trying to stop him. Oh, you shouldn't do that. I said, lady, this is one of the ways of learning to be a man. Men graze in Costco. She told me to mind my own business. I said, okay, well, thank you. But this is it. This is part of the thing. But don't ever say I hover. I never hover.
That's against my man rule. There's a more genteel form of grazing at like Trader Joe's. The guy's behind a barrier and he pushes
genteel.
The little cups out at you.
Well, you know what? I never do it there. At Trader Joe's.
Why?
And then you get the thimble of coffee.
Is that because it's behind, because you have to ask for it? And I'm just kind of like...
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's the other one that people want you to
work
take
for it.
No, they don't want you to. No, they want you to have it. They hand it to you. They say, here, have some of this. I mean, how many times you walk by and some guy's pushing some kind of vitamin drink? Here, have some vitamin drink.
Mm.
Okay, you want the ultimate turn down? There it is. Go back.
Okay.
Go back up the.
This is how we're going to close out the set.
This is the ultimate turn down.
New sex robots may turn down steamy romps if they're not in the mood.
In the not too distant
future, you could cuddle up to your cyber sex goddess, only to receive the automated response saying, "She has a headache."
Can you believe
now,
this?
Now I'm going to make a prediction, and. Correct me if you think I'm wrong.
You know what's even worse is that if we hang just a second, it's not only she just turns you down, but you get a sexually transmitted disease from your sex robot.
Who drove the early video sales behind the curtain at the video stores? It was not the guys.
Really?
Really.
It wasn't.
I'm betting that the market for male companions that don't leave hair in the sink and underwear on the floor will be enormous.
It says she has a revolutionary electronic brain which puts her in charge of the bedroom.
I need to take a break.
So why go electronic, right?
I need to take a break. You know, it's a good thing we have Senator Maurice Johannesson joining us after this to bring some semblance of order back into this madness. We'll be right back after the news.
And that news is brought to you by KCNR Shasta Ready by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. Thomas Thomason. The Homeland Security Secretary says her agency has been the target of much misinformation in the media and elsewhere as it enforces the country's immigration laws as passed by Congress. Kirstjen Nielsen addressing the uproar over the separation of parents who have entered the country illegally from their children.
We cannot detain children with their parents, so we must either release both the parents and the children. This is the historic get-out-of-jail-free practice of the previous administration. Or the adult and the minor will be separated as a result of prosecuting the adult. Those are the only two options.
And hoping to advance a Republican immigration bill, the White House continues blaming Democrats for the parent-child separations along the southern border.
Nearly 2,000 children have been taken from their parents since Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced the administration's zero-tolerance policy. President Trump tweets, "Why don't the Democrats give us the votes to fix the world's worst immigration laws?" But former Trump advisor Anthony Scaramucci told CNN that Republicans control the Congress and White House, and blaming Democrats for family separation doesn't feel right.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. An SUV that police in southwest Texas say was fleeing the Border Patrol at speeds of up to 100 miles per hour flipped over, ejecting some of the occupants. At least five people were killed. The Supreme Court is resolving partisan redistricting cases from Wisconsin and Maryland. However, the justices sidestepping the broader question of whether electoral maps can give an unfair advantage to one political party over all others. On Wall Street this hour, stocks are sharply lower. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 179 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 5.5, and the S&P is currently down 9 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you have money in the stock market? Are you watching it bounce all over the place? While you're focused on the short-term movement, you might actually be missing what time it really is. We are late in the business cycle, interest rates are flying higher, and overvalued stocks and bonds are going to come down. It's time for a new strategy, gold. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the founder of GoldIsTheBetterWay.com, and I'm so certain gold is going higher in price and going to outperform stocks and bonds, I've created the world's first gold retirement protection platform ever built. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you free access. Once you see this, you'll have no choice but to agree, and all you need to do is call for your special code. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. On a recorded line, you'll get a special code. You can join the site for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole. Just call 800-900-8000. Get your code. Get it now. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. GoldIsTheBetterWay.com.
Thomas Markle says he wishes he could have walked his daughter Meghan down the aisle at her recent wedding to Prince Harry.
Markle has told British broadcaster ITV that his daughter cried when he told her he wasn't well enough to attend the ceremony last month, but was honoured to be replaced by Prince Charles. Markle had watched the wedding from California and was very proud. But, he says, the unfortunate thing for me now is that I'm a footnote in one of the greatest moments in history, rather than a dad walking his daughter down the aisle. He says the couple, now known as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, will probably seek to have children soon. Meghan's dad says she's wanted children for a long time. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A senior official in the United Arab Emirates says the battle for a key port city in Yemen is aimed at forcing Shiite rebels backed by Iran to negotiate an end to the three-year-long war. News and analysis at townhall.com. A divided panel of federal regulators has denied requests from individuals and public interest groups to reconsider its approval of the Mountain Valley Pipeline. It runs across Virginia and West Virginia.
The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has issued an order turning down the requests. Two of the five commissioners have dissented. Construction is currently underway on the approximately $3.5 billion 300-mile natural gas pipeline. This pipeline will run through West Virginia and Virginia. It's scheduled to go online by the end of this year.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. The World Health Organization says compulsively playing video games now qualifies as a new mental health condition the move that some critics warn could risk stigmatizing young video game players. Watching Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down 175 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on June the 18th, 2018. News brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Expanded walk-in humidor, same great customer service, all at Tobacco and Brew.
Good morning, everybody. Currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios here at KCNR 1460. We're located on Market Street. That's right, 8:05 in the morning. Today our temperatures will be sunny, and our skies will be clear with a high of 92 and our lows tonight of 66. Partly cloudy tonight. Tomorrow calls for a hot day with high near 98. Mostly clear tomorrow night with our lows of 70. Wednesday calls for 99, and Thursday calls for 99, and Friday calls for 103. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. That's right, Home Helpers, either 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Talk to Sharon Clark. Free in-home consultation. Remember, there's no place like home. Give her a call, 226-8350, or check out readinghomehelpers.com. Let's go to the phones. Sally, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
I understand that good news at the judgeship.
Yes, and that's what we're going to be talking about at our meeting tonight. As you know, the state wanted the judge to dismiss our case with prejudice, meaning that we could not bring it up on appeal. And the judge did not do that. In fact, she said that she gave our attorneys ample time to talk and present our case, which she has never done before. And they argued that so well on our behalf that she said that she was going to take another look at our case and give a ruling later. And she promised it wouldn't take a long time, but she was very busy and had some other cases that she was working on as well. So the good news is that we are still alive and well, and we have a chance now to go ahead and move forward with our court case.
Okay. Well, good. And that's going to be
what we're going to be talking about tonight. So I invite people to come on out. I've got some video. We took video down there when we were there. And we want to talk about what we can do to go from here. Of course, we need to raise some money to pay those attorneys because they don't work for free. And this is a big deal. If people want Jefferson, they need to come tonight and find out how they can help.
Okay, and that's tonight at 6 p.m.
Tonight at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road, and also our Jefferson meeting starts at 5:30 if you have questions that you'd like answers to.
All right. And at 20, what's the address again?
2570 South Bonneview Road.
It looks like a church.
Yes. It looks like a church.
Okay, but you can't say the name.
No.
Okay.
It's a church that will remain unnamed.
Okay, but I just want people to understand that that's what it is in case they think it's not. Okay. Thanks a lot, Sally.
Thank you very much,
Carl.
You bet. Hey, you know what? We are here with Senator Maurice Johannesson. Good morning, Senator Mojo.
Gosh, what an introduction. Thank you, Carl.
The man, the myth, the legend, the book,
the movie. The movie,
Senator
yes.
Johannesson.
Hey, let me tell you something. If it wasn't because of this beautiful young lady you have sitting next to me, I wouldn't take it. No,
sir. You know what you are. I mean, has there been, you know what, you're a stand-up guy. Well, besides being a stand-up guy, you're kind of an icon out here in Northern California for all the things you've done. And it's not just things you've done for the veterans and for just the people around here. You know, it's a lot of things you do that since I've been here, I've seen you do things that were strictly to help the community. You gave of yourself, you gave of your own funds to do things. Things like a chapel, things like, you know, the latest of course, is a place for animals to be treated over at Turtle Bay out there. I mean, these are just things that you do.
Not to mention the countless hours to get our beautiful VA home up and going.
Yeah, and all those other things you've done. So, I mean, it's okay if we say things like this because, you know, it may be just a little tongue-in-cheek, but really it's true. I mean, all the things you've done.
Well, it's hard to explain some of these things. And interestingly enough, of all the various things I've been involved in, you know, not only mayor here and supervisor here and then, you know, ranking senator in California, governor's cabinet, secretary of veteran affairs,
excuse
parks
me.
And recreation commissioner.
Yeah, excuse me.
You can go on and on and on.
Yes, you can.
But, you know, the interesting part is, and I also shared, you know, the oversight committee or the oversight study of Cal-Fed water in the state of California. And I did that for several years and very well aware of what's happening in the water, very well what's happening with these, quote, tubes and all kinds of stuff and the ecosystem and the delta. I mean, you can go through all of it. The same thing is with electrical and all the stuff that we've been doing. I've been involved in all that. And the problem is, I know people need to really understand that in the service that I did do, I represented about 13 county, about 37 cities, and I've still been in contact with some of them. And we're talking about the environment, and we're talking about where this direction is the city is going to go. You know, then I understand where they want to go right now, but the problem is you got to pay for all of these things. So if you do that, then you're probably going to have to concentrate on an area, a business. Of course, I've been in business here for 50-some years, and I'm partial to creating jobs. This is what I've been doing. And I've hired probably several hundred people over a period of time. And you know, the cultural center they want to put in now is fine. I saw some presentation of that cultural center and how the change is going to be downtown. And I told him, I said, you know what, it's a little obvious to me. I didn't see one wheelchair. I didn't see one person walking with a cane. All I saw was a whole bunch of young people on bicycles. You know, who built this town? And what is it that is? Who is going to support the town? What was going to happen to it? And so I'm obviously partial to the creation of jobs, and that's what we need. So when we're talking about the cultural center, I think it's great. I love cultural centers. Somebody's got to pay for it. And I think that the city of Reading should start concentrating on the making a business center, a federal center could it be. It could be a legal center, a medical center. We have all those things that we have available to us that we can do. Those are the things we're going to have to promote because those are the things that give us the jobs that are going to be able to pay for the people that like to ride bicycle to town. And if you had an accident, not at all. Anyway,
I know.
I listened to you when you did it on the radio. I said to myself, amen, amen.
Well, you know, here's the thing is that, you know, we want to be cultural. We want to be cultured. Okay, that's just the way we are. But to get culture, you've also got to have jobs to bring it in and to be able to support that. Because culture most of the time does not support itself. I mean, it's just, you know, it just doesn't. So you need jobs and people to support it. The idea that the town is going to be redone in such a way that only people with bicycles are riding downtown is not true. Because most of the people that are paying for this are walking slower these days, you might say. You know, they're not always on bicycles when it's 112. So what, you know, what are the ways that we're looking at different ways to accommodate all people in our community when we're building it here? You know, the idea of bringing in, you know, $1 billion worth of construction here, counting the county courthouse. and all the other things going on is wonderful. It's jobs. It's kind of redoing our town. However, comma, are we taking a good look at where we want to be 10 years from now?
Well, I've been called a futurist, and as a matter of fact, they told me that I'm always thinking 25, 50 years from now, which is true. I'm not going to be here, maybe.
You don't know. 25, that's just around the corner, 25.
Yeah,
50, you know what, I'm kind of looking at that myself.
But that,
you know?
Yeah, that is exactly what we need to do, yeah. Because things doesn't move overnight quickly. So by having an eye on the way in the future to see where we are, where we're going to go, and being a legal center, medical center, all the stuff, that is made to order for us.
Yeah. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. We're here with Senator Maurice Johannesson. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. North State Security is the largest privately owned security company north of Sacramento. Well over 100 officers, more people on the road than the police have at any time. Over 200 clients everywhere from the electric utility to the river trail to the Colt 45 games and everything in between. They're always looking for good officers, and you'll be highly trained and well paid at North State Security. Give them a call at 243-0295. Remember, North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Senator Maurice Johannesson. And what can we do here to get our arms around some of the things that are happening in our town?
Patrick for Redding Kia, America's best value summer event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50 mile per gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Redding Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Redding Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Redding Kia. Redding Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 18th of June, 2018. 65 degrees, going up to 92 today. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. It's like having your cruise ship pull into Hartnell Avenue. You don't have to cut grass. You don't have to cook. You walk around. You can go out. You have excursions. They have a full-time activities director, a gourmet chef. You know what? They have it all, and they are pet-friendly. Unlike the cruise ship where you can't bring your best little fur friend, you can bring them here on River Commons Senior Living. You know what? We've gone through it, and it is a fantastic place. Really, really friendly people. Great food there. Give them a call at 238-5981, River Commons Senior Living. Okay, we're here with Senator Maurice Johannesson, and we're talking about, with Mojo, we're talking about the latest attempt by the city to get their arms around the marijuana problem, not realizing there was this huge marijuana problem, by legalizing it. And now they've got 10 names of businesses that they haven't revealed yet for some reason, and it wasn't clear why. But they've got names of 10 businesses that have applied to sell marijuana in our fine city. And but the senator, as the senator says, there are a lot of things that make marijuana in our city less than appetizing.
Well, you know, that of course I'm perhaps different from some, but I don't think we ought to legalize marijuana in town. I think it create more problems than we need. It was, and I urge anyone that take a look at an article that was written around Dr. Ronald Reese some time ago, and it points out some of the very heavy downsides for this. And one of the things which I always concerned with is when we're dealing with kids and we're dealing with cookies and we're dealing with all of these things that's going to happen. They happen somewhere else. Why let it happen here? That is not necessary. And I know the city is broke. I know we have all these things going for us. We got our problems. But to legalize the marijuana the way we're talking about it now, I don't think it's the way for the city to go, but that's five people sitting there making that decision.
And there is a big fear. I have a fear in my heart about where that's going to go. You know, and you did bring this article, you know, from Ron Reese. The article would have been probably around first of the year. Now that pot is legal here, understand the health risk. And something it does say is there is little or no evidence cannabis or cannabinoids are effective treatment for cancer symptoms or irritable bowel syndrome, epilepsy, motor system symptoms associated with Parkinson's disease, or achieving abstinence in the use of addictive substances. It goes on into saying that the contrary to tobacco law, Prop 64 allows advertising of marijuana on primetime TV when children watch. That's a fear.
Yes, it is. And so again, here that is the occasions we knew what was happening and we knew what potentials are. And so of course I don't think much of anything drugs anyway. I should take that back because I was told that when I have myself a martini one day is
it's a drug
choice.
Yeah,
it's a drug as well. So
yeah, you know what? And the thing about it is, and I'm pretty much like if you want to drink a martini or you want to smoke a doobie or whatever you call them nowadays, a blunt, that, you know, it's kind of up to you. What the problem is that if you drink too many martinis or you smoke too many of these things, now you become my problem. Now you get on the road. Now you become my problem. And there's where I have a real, real, real fear of what's going to be happening when we open this up to the city. I just don't think that they have an idea what's going to happen. They say, oh, we've looked at Oregon. We've looked at Washington. We've looked at Colorado. Look at the problems they're having in all these places. And you can still say that, well, yeah, but we can handle this different. Well, okay. Well, let's just find out. Let's just see how well they can handle it here. But, you know, we're talking about election coming up here, and it could be three new city council members here on January 1st that might have a totally different idea on how to do things.
Now, we could. But that's why it's so important that we take a look at the people we want to elect. Like I said, I've been dealing with so many cities and so many counties and all over the state of California, and we're looking at all the problems that we have and coming our way, and we haven't even seen beginning of it yet. We're talking about problems with the water. Just take, for example, the problem we have with the water. Interestingly enough, I don't think they understand really what's happening when we're talking about the transferring water bypass delta. You know, I was Park and Recreation Commissioner for the state of California for 4 years. We watched all these things happen. You cannot take all the fresh water out of the delta, because if you do, you ruin the ecosystem in the delta. And the other problem that we also have, people must understand that, and not be technical, but obviously the fresh water rises above the salt water.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want salt water intrusion, we have had that already happen down the Calusa and some of these areas. So the problem that we have, and not to mention our favorite smelt, our favorite salmon, and all the rest of the stuff, what are we doing? I mean, how do we do that? You can't. This causes an effect.
One of the things the senator's talking about, when you pump out all this fresh water, salt water moves in.
Mm-hmm.
And when it moves in, it then contaminates all the rest of the fresh water that's in there, even though fresh water will run over the top of it. But when you pump your aquifers out, and it takes 25% or 75% longer to fill it than it does to empty it, so that as soon as you empty it, it's going to be years. And then once you pump it out and the salt water comes in, it's ruined. So, I mean, the things that we're doing, you know, the amount of water we pump anyway, the state of California is really high desert, or desert, most of it. Yet we're trying to make it into the top growing state in America. And what it does, and it is, it's great land if you have the water. Unfortunately, the water is getting more and more scarce.
You know, we have, like I said, I chaired the oversight committee for Cal Fed Water for several years. And one of the things that we studied was, where can we get the water? Water containment, there's about five different sites that we can use for store water. And those things can also generate power as we do it. They can pay for themselves in most cases. We don't have to transfer it out of far northern California, because that's down there. Now, one of the sites reservoir, which is the one that we recommended going in, and Doug DeMatha, of course, is trying to do that as well. He is trying to get that finalized, get it done. And we know to get that done, because here are some of the statistics. The statistics is that they want to raise the Shasta Dam 18 feet. They haven't begun to understand the problems that develops between the natives and all the rest of the kind of stuff that we're going to have to do. They're just now, if they haven't already done, they're talking about getting another $20 million to study it again. Study it again. Now, here are some of the statistics, and I pulled them out of my... This is why I made reports to the state. Most of it has disappeared. I don't know where it is, but I got copies of it.
This has got to be at least 3 inches thick concerning water.
Yeah,
and
the thing that you're talking about, and I took it with me just to make sure, that the raising Shasta Dam would gain 80,000 acre feet.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Win that if you fill it. On the other hand, Sites Reservoir will give you 450,000 acre feet. And that has been ready, almost ready to go that I can remember because we pushed it. It's been 15 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, this Sykes Reservoir is something I've been here about since I've moved up here, and that's got to be, it's 11 years ago. And yet, for some reason, I don't realize how come it's so hard. What do they have to do to finish this off? Just build the wall or something?
Well, you have, whenever you
build
do...
build a berm so the water can be held back? I mean...
No, the problem that you have, whenever you try to do something like that, that is on environmentalist coming through and say, well, you can't do this, we have indigenous species here, we have this here. I mean, you know, how long does it take us been working trying to get the clinic down at the Knighton Road? We're going through hell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're talking about things like meadow foams. You're talking about, I don't care what it is. But there's been, you know, this anyway.
Well, we need to take a quick break here. Yeah. We're going to come back and talk about this. But, you know, water. You know, the water battles haven't even started yet. We think that it started. Well, it hasn't. We're going to hit another period of drought. And when that happens, right now they've already made rules that we can't use more than 55 gallons per day. And you would think 55 gallons per day per person would be enough. But that's everything. That's washing your clothes, washing your body, you know, keeping your house clean and all these things. And, you know, 55 gallons a day, you go, well, you know, people should be able to do that. Well, you know what? That's, you know, ask a mother with five kids, you know, how much water she uses a day. And they, well, she should have like 300 gallons, you know, a day per person. Yeah, this whole thing is something that, you know, needs to really be looked at. We've got to take a break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Located in the heart of downtown Reading, when it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. Recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back with Senator Maurice Johannesson.
Careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Come see up-and-coming country musician Dylan Scott perform his new single, Hooked. Plus, Crazy Over Me, My Girl, and many more new releases live in concert. Friday, July 13th, inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Dylan Scott, an old soul with a young spirit and a heartthrob whose wide smile and deep-voiced Louisiana drawl turns the ladies' heads. Tickets for this sensational show start at just $15. Come experience his love for performing country music. I can't take her anywhere without calling a thing. A must-see show. Country music singer and songwriter Dylan Scott in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, July 13th. For tickets or to reserve a room in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Concerts are better at the river.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Soon to be FM. Looking forward for that. With that announcement that's going to be happening here, I'm not really exactly sure. We've had to go through Washington, but we did get our building permit.
Yeah, we did. Got a construction permit.
So that's the next one.
That's the next thing that's going.
Got the studios in the middle of Bob. Yeah. Bob's like right in the middle of Dancing with the Stars right now.
Yeah.
Bob and Brenda Belongi will be doing all the video production for Dancing with the Stars, which is happening this weekend.
We just finished shooting and editing the 12 vignettes that precede each dance. And anybody who does video production knows that for every minute you see on the screen, there are some hours that go into that.
Yes.
And you always do a great job there,
People getting nervous and blunders and all that good stuff. Currently 65 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have our sunny skies today will be about 92 with our lows of 66. And the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. What a great topic. So glad to have Senator Maurice Johansson with us this morning. And, yeah, we're covering, I don't know, are there solutions?
Certainly. Certainly a solution. I never backed off on anything. So it's just a question of it takes time and it takes effort. It takes the politics and all the rest of the stuff. But, you know, just an example of what's happening happening right now. The REU, Reading Electric Utility, has gotten themselves into a lot of controversies and all kinds of stuff, which is not fair. The city of Reading is capable right now, my understanding anyway, because I was part of putting in all the kind of stuff that we now have, gas-fired turbines and all that sort of stuff, that they can right now have a capability of be 100% sustainable, their own utilities, their own electric. But they are not allowed to do that. The reason they're not allowed to do that is that in the wisdom, the great wisdom from Sacramento has basically told them in about, I think about three or four or five bills that says that, no, you will have to shut your generation of power off for a certain amount of time in order to buy power from the outside, which is going to support those things which cannot be supported without government intervention, and that's solar, wind, all the rest of the good stuff that we are doing. So we are basically then subsidizing these people with all the... Don't get me started on that. But anyway, it's a very irritation that we do that, because the city and the REU has done a heck of a job making sure that we have power available to us if we need to. But we shouldn't have to subsidize these strange and wonderful things around us, and maybe environmentally through, but I can tell you what, they wouldn't survive a minute without the help of government. And somewhere along the line, we're going to have to start cutting it off and saying, either you are self-sufficient, self-paid, you investment, private investment to do these things, but we cannot continue to do what we're doing. This, to me, is immoral.
Well, what they're doing, you know, is saying, you know, and then they're making these things where you've got to be a third of your energy must come from renewable assets, and then 50% has to come from renewable assets. Well, they don't have the assets to do that. It's just what you're saying is that now we're having to pay to use those assets. And hydroelectricity is not one of the renewable assets. This California legislature doesn't believe that water should be a renewable asset when we're using it. They don't count that. Otherwise, we wouldn't even have to go into some of these other things.
No, even to do things. If you build these reservoirs, sure, there may be some environmental important things we need to look at, but we can do that. I know that, we studied all of this stuff all over the state.
Mm-hmm.
And these, if we could just start putting together like site reservoirs in some of these places and then connect it with the capability of generation of power. I mean, it seems like, you know, somewhere along the line is a disconnect. But then again, I'm sorry, I'm looking at business from a standpoint. I don't, you know.
Well, I think what happens is that you get such powerful entities that are out there. In this case, and I'm not using the environmental groups that come up, and they have such a powerful lobbyist. They go in there and say, oh, no, you can't do this, can't do this, can't do this. Basing it on sometimes, you know, some true things, sometimes voodoo-type stuff. But having a reservoir that can hold millions of gallons of water, instead of having it just go on down the stream and pump out into the ocean where we can use it later, I don't understand why that just doesn't make sense. I do not understand why it takes 20 years to have something like this happen, and it still hasn't happened. And, you know, the other day I read someplace that the money had been pulled from that part, from the state of California, but when I checked on it, I said, no, it's still in there, but, you know, they haven't moved it. So I don't understand either why something that just makes sense for so many millions of people, we're talking millions here,
yeah,
why you can't do it. So, and then when you get into the REU, the REU is doing fine. Like you said, you know what? They're keeping the prices down. They've actually given rebates on a lot of things, and it's been your bill's gotten lower. However, they're being forced into supporting other aspects of what's going on through politics.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, it is disheartening that we have to go through all this stuff. But, you know, you can't. The last thing, I had a meeting down in Red Bluff on the water issues and so forth, and I tried to explain that is the future for us up here, and that our area right now is roughly about 500 feet above sea level, I guess, and when you're coming down, go down the valley, we can really ruin ourselves by removing the fresh water out of the delta. Mm-hmm. We're going to kill the delta. Yeah, and somehow there's a disconnect. I mean, they may not be as sexy as high-speed rails or twin tubes and all the rest of the stuff, but the reality is that if we do some of these things, it has repercussions.
Well, you know what? I think they're starting to fight these twin tunnels now, and now you're starting to see more people are standing up and fighting the high-speed rail. I want to take a quick early break, and so I want to come back, and let's talk a little bit about public safety and about the things that are going on in our town. You've been here for a long time. You've seen things. You've helped build this city. You've helped build this county along with others and the teams you put together and the businesses you put together about what's going on now and where we're heading with this thing. The EDC has just signed signing a contract here pretty soon with Stillwater. But the impact that we have with the homeless, the transients, and the battle now for South City Park. We're here with Senator Maurice Johannesson. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Looking for a haircut from the best place in town? It's right there. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. I'm going to slide down there today, in fact, and get some haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 at 65 degrees, going up to 92 today.
Yeah. Everyday Fitness and Training is Redding's elite fitness center, locally owned and operated, featuring 21,000 square feet of cardio, strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. Located at 2345 Athens Avenue, Everyday Fitness offers over 35 classes per week included in membership, along with Silver Sneakers membership and classes. We offer corporate discounts to first responders, active duty military, and U.S. veterans. Sign up now for a free week pass at edfitness.com.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Coming to the historic Cascade Theater Movie Palace screen, it's an Annie sing-along party, and you're invited. It's the movie musical with all the words on the screen, a great opportunity to slap on a curly red wig and sing your heart out with the rest of the audience. It's the Annie sing-along party at the Cascade Theater, Saturday, January 16th at 2 p.m. Don't wait till tomorrow. Get your tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Redding and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
And good morning and welcome back to our Monday morning edition here of KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Our special guest this morning is Maurice. Do we even have to go any further? We know who Maurice. Is.
The Mojo Man.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, head on down to Cornerstone Community Bank and experience how they are moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We're here with Senator Maurice Yohannesson. We've got people in here talking about, like, Millville has got one of the largest aquifers in the world. You know, and if it's who we think it is, this guy knows what he's talking about.
Water.
He knows his water. But we talk about taking our city back. And the problem is, you know, we have a crime. You know, we look at other cities, and I realize that we have, yes, we have our problems with crime. But we're not having to bleach the streets yet. We're not having to use snow shovels to scoop up the hypo needles out there on the streets, but we have our problems, sir. And you've been watching this for a long time.
Well, you know that
I've actually It's been a long time. I actually lived here about 56, 57 years or something like that, and I've been in business all this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the city. I love the county. I love the state. Why do we have to insist on screwing it up? And sorry, but it is, you shouldn't.
Excuse me, don't be drinking. Do not be drinking coffee when he says things like that. Yes, because I just suck it right down my lungs.
No, but you know something? We can't. We know what can work, but we're not doing it. You know, we have to get our finances in order. We have a lot of things we're going to have to do. That is not an easy process. I understand that. But we cannot allow ourselves to be captured and controlled by circumstances which we could control and we could take care of. We can't do that. If the answer is not an 8-foot iron fence around South City Park.
Right.
South City Park was for the purposes of our occupant or our citizens to go down in a shady place, take the kids down there. Now, of course, we have the ballpark down there, which is fine, and a few things.
Great ballpark.
But you can't. You are only about a block and a half away from our city hall and police station, and we can't even control that with the garbage we got down there. Have anybody ever tried to go into the library that we have? I know that I got $13.2 million or something like that to help us get the library going. And I'm embarrassed at what we go through in there. People doing the morning counter-turtle, if you will, in the restroom. Do you go upstairs, sitting there reading periodicals, using computers? There got to be a way to do that. But I think we need to have something done that include also something in the judiciary area where we can possibly get some help. There got to be some way we can do that. The South City Park is a beautiful place, always has been, but nobody's going to take the kids down there. They got to be crazy if they just step on needles. Not only that, but having to contend with all that mess that is made.
Well,
the city
council
better start working on some of this now.
Well, at least they finally took a step forward. I mean, I know you're against the fence, but frankly, if it's a fence that has to be put up there, you know, other cities put fences around their parks. If that's if that's the only way that they can take that park back, which to me shouldn't be, but they've got to do something because of all places, and I agree 100% with you, sir, here it is next to City Hall, next to the police station, when our library, our county library right there, and we somehow can't control that area because of rules or perceived rules and regulations. There's got to be a way to handle that. Either you lease it to somebody and let them push people out of there, or we have to have the intestinal fortitude to take it.
Well, the difficulty that you have, and as you know, I've been involved in law enforcement ever since, gosh, that's a long time. But anyway, the problem that they have is that it's so discouraging for someone to go in their law enforcement. They see what they're doing. They give them citation. They use it for toilet paper.
Yeah.
It is nothing that you can't. There's got to be some cost, some effect for it. There's got to have to be something.
There is no responsibility for actions anymore on things like that when people don't care. And there's not, as long as you can't put them someplace where they can get help. You know, like if it's a drug problem. And they keep breaking the law, breaking the law, breaking the law. They just keep getting turned loose, sir. And you know this. We've got to find a place to be able to hold them.
I mean, when you take people that steal cars, four, five, or six of them, and they walk out of the courtroom and they steal one to go home with. I mean, come on, what's going on here?
I had to get home somehow.
So that people will associate or equate that with the fact that we don't have space in the jails, jail space, beds. And there was a report recently or coming out or something about millions of dollars that were in a fund
8109.
That were not
being
used properly, funneled in a different. Do you know about that?
That's that AB-109 fund.
Okay.
Well, we've got 5 minutes here, sir. Lay it on us.
Lay it on us.
No. It always happens. You know, for the same, like you can go with the cap and trade. You can do the same thing. But the millions of dollars being used, that's supposed to basically to avoid, you know, the endangered environments and so forth. Some are making a fortune. So we're building high-speed trains. We do things like that with the money. We started out with, I think, $8 or $10 million. Now we, I guess, be lucky to do it. Even if we could do it, we'd probably got to be closer to $100 billion. These are some of the things that's happening. There's a political component in this that needs to be somehow cornered a little bit. They're using all available funds, no matter where it comes from, and it somehow filters down into the general funds and then split up to other things which was not intended to do in the first place. So the question is, I guess they're working on that right now.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing: there's a lot of money that could have been there. There was money there before that the sheriff talked about that caused all types of consternation in the city and the board of supervisors when it came out there was a $7 million surplus. And why weren't we using that? And it came back, oh, well, that'll be gone in 3 years. Well, you know what? Now we're having our problems now. I think that the people, and I think the people that are now starting to throw their hats in the ring to run, they've seen what people are saying. It's time for a change. In the last election, any way you look at it, half the people voted for change. No matter, you know what? Sheriff Pashinko, good guy, got 52% of the vote, so he doesn't have a runoff. 48% of the people voted for a change of some kind. Dave Kehoe, been there, a nice guy, been there a long time. And he lost in that, of the three people, he lost by, you know, a few hundred votes. But still, I mean, he's in the runoff now. So half the people want a change. Same thing with Les Baugh. Half the people want a change. You know, so I'm looking forward for this next few months to see what kind of changes are going to be coming, what people are talking about to try and take back our city, to take back our streets from this. And again, our problems aren't as bad as these large cities, but we could get there really quick if we don't fight it out now.
Yeah, this is exactly right. And I know, Carl, you've been on this one for some time on that, and I have too, but you have the bully pulpit. Keep it going.
Well, sir, you know, it's always an honor to be here with you and all the things you've done. I mean, have we heard anything about the new VA clinic, where it's going to be at? It's going to be someplace where it's, you know, where it can be usable.
Oh, yeah. No, everything working right to so far, everything has been approved of what we're doing, all the changes that's been made that are required, all the environmental, everything has been done. It could be any ground anytime you want it, but you're working with government.
There you go.
And everything is now up to what's happening in Washington, and that's in turmoil to now too. And so who knows? I mean, who knows? It's a beautiful facility. I don't know if you've seen it. Anyway, it's a beautiful facility.
It's going to be great.
And we hope to have that done properly and get it done. But we can only wish in a hurry.
There you go.
Well, we appreciate you leading with your heart on your sleeve and for coming in today. And
thank you so much,
firing up people. They're like, get off their butts and let's get active.
We need to talk, keep, you know, we need to, you ought to have like a piece in the Searchlight or something. So it says, hey, look, this is what we're doing. This is why it should be done. And it's easy to do. Just don't get overrun by it. And so, anyway, thank you so much, Senator, for being here.
My honor. Anytime you want me.
Well, we'll try and get a local politician in tomorrow, see what we can get from them about the latest on South City Park and more, plus a few other things we have. This is Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. Well, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.